This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines at this hour, the university is building stronger ties to boost its capacity to host conferences. And the Maritzburg councillor urges taxi safety after a crash kills 5 pupils. The time is just a minute after 8. Good morning. MUT Deputy Director for Intellectual Property in the Research Directorate, Dr. Mandla Hlongwane, says MUT has engaged with the South African National Convention Bureau, a division of South African Tourism, to learn more about the support available for institutions that host local and international events. The Bureau provides both financial and non-financial assistance, including venue sourcing, planning and marketing, to help universities and organizations attract conferences and exhibitions to South Africa. MUT staff has met with the Bureau of Campus to explore areas of collaboration. Dr. Hlongwane says this partnership will benefit the staff who organize annual conferences such as the Empowered Administrators Conference and the Focus Conference, as well as international gatherings like the WIPO SA Summer School on Intellectual Property. He adds that the Bureau's national and international footprint could help MUT market its conferences to wider audiences and strengthen the university's visibility. Senior Director of the TLDC, Dr. Manyane Makua, says they also see opportunities for the Bureau to fund aspects of MUT conferences and to promote KwaZulu-Natal as a destination for visiting delegates. Meanwhile, the Bureau's Bongiwe Ndzeko says MUT's role in hosting such events contributes to the knowledge economy and creates legacies for local communities. And then in your other news, a ward councillor in Pietermaritzburg's Imbali community has made a desperate plea for more child road safety awareness. This is after 5 pupils lost their lives in Unit 18 just yesterday. They were travelling to school in a minibus taxi when the vehicle plunged into Senzukuhle Crèche and Preschool, and several learners were injured, and the driver, who allegedly jumped off the vehicle leaving the children inside, was taken in for questioning. Mtsawa Kepengu is the area's ward councillor.
There are speed humps where the accident happened. The driver failed to control his vehicle and jumped out. We are urging Sentako to help local drivers ensure that taxis are roadworthy and in the right condition to transport school children.
And finally, umrepha uJabulani Sjava wakaHadebe usaveze obengalindelekile ehlonipha ngengoma ingwazi yomculo kamasikandi ebisilibalekile uSipho Mahawukela wakamseleko. USjava uqambe ingoma yesihloko sithi Gusheshe esecweceni lakhe elisha lesihloko sithi Nkanyezi 2.0. Le ngoma aphike kuyo uMandla ushiwa kaXaba. USjava uhlanganise amanoni amane kamahawukela okubalwa kulo elithi Ngasawi igazi lomuntu, iKota Center, nelithi ibanga elincane. Mahawukela wayedabuka igubazi enquthu wabulawa elokishini eThembisa eGoli ngoMeyi 19 ngo-2000. Uyena owavundulula ikhono likashwi uMnikani Ngobese wodumo kwiy'ngane zoma. UMgqumeni Khumalo uMuhle Khuzwayo nabanye abaningi, futhi ube namaqembu anjengobuhle beyigubazi, amatshitshi amhlophe ney'nsizwa zakamseleku. Ngaphandle kwalokho, ungumasikandi wokuqala owayedlalela isiginci futhi wayeqhakambisa kakhulu lento yobugcokama njengoba ibizwa ngegcokama lakwamseleku. Ekhuluma emcimbini wokwethulakala licecwe eThekwini ngesonto, uSjava uthe kwamgqugquzela ukuba enze le ngoma kwaba iBMW igusheshe ebubende kaza kwabo futhi engumkhaya wakhe. USiyabonga uBig Zulu wakanene uthi yayifana ncamashini kamahawukela ngisho nangombala. Now to recap your top story at this hour, the university is building stronger ties to boost its capacity to hold conferences. This is all from myself at this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 8:30. For your MUT Radio News, I'm Amahle Ngwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.